Dinah, this one has come in. A disgusting question. You've got to hear this.
Hi, this is Lisa from Las Cruces, New Mexico. And I was wondering if there's an evolutionary reason for why humans find cockroaches so repellent. I know we associate them with dirt and decay, but they're not poisonous, and some cultures eat them. But overall, they seem to gross people out. Why is that?
Well, it seems to be an almost entirely cultural thing. There was a study done last year by a group at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and they looked at toddlers and small children and sort of introduced them to various creepy crawlies and snakes and things, or showed them images of them, and found that actually they weren't scared of them. There was no sort of flinch effect like with the prawns, and there was no expression of fear. But what they did find was that the children learned to fear things much faster than they learned to sort of understand things that weren't things that they should be afraid of. So when they showed an image of, say, a snake or a cockroach and played someone's voice, which had a sort of warning tone in it, the children learned much faster that they should be afraid of this. And so this is probably what's happening when people learn to be afraid of spiders. There's probably a parent around going, "Oh, it's a spider." And that's how they pick it up.
How do they go again?
It's a spider!
I remember watching a doco on the telly, and it was a psychologist in America, and he was demonstrating what you've just discussed by giving children bedpans to drink drinks out of. And they were quite happy to pour apple juice, which obviously looks a bit like urine, out of a bedpan and drink it until they knew it was a bedpan. But the interesting thing was when he put a cockroach in the bedpan with the liquid, they then wouldn't drink it because they said it had a bug in it.
That's interesting. How old were they?
Well, he said there was a threshold age, and once they got to a certain age, they then started to recognise that this isn't quite as seemly as it should be, and so they said, no, I won't drink that because it's got wee in it and things like that. They sort of have this aversion to bodily function, which sort of kicks in from about age four or so, whereas before that, you know, very young kids are quite happy to play in their own poo, aren't they?
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. Maybe you, Chris, not me.
I've got two of them, I should know.